A defenseman for the Steele County Blades is Elliot Bauer out of Colorado Springs, Colorado. First year of junior hockey, you tell me. What are you thinking about it so far?
It's fun. My teammates, they're a really good group of guys. We've been able to set a brotherhood pretty fast already into the season. And we're looking forward to this home opener on Friday.
The team is made up of people from so many different parts of the country and world. How is that going language-wise and communicating with some of these guys from all over?
It's awesome. You got some guys speaking Russian and other guys speaking Czech. I actually billet with one of the Czech Republic kids. And I'm learning some Czech here and there every day. So it's awesome. And they're understanding more English as the days go on. But no, they're awesome and it's fun.
Is the communication on the ice and being able to run plays and from the coaching staff for the coaches to communicate to guys, does that feel like it goes fairly simply?
Yeah, at the start of the year it was a little bit harder for them to understand, but now they know what to do and we feel good, yeah.
So Elliot, decision to play junior hockey, what were you doing last winter or the past couple of winters leading up now to junior hockey?
So I played AAA in Colorado my whole life and decided to play high school my senior year. Thought I was going to wrap it up after that, hang up the skates, and then I decided to go to one camp in Chicago, and that's where Coach Adamek found me, asked if I wanted to play, and it was no question I wanted to play another year, so I'm excited.
So what went through your mind from the idea that high school might be the final part of hockey for you to then going to this camp? What was it that kind of triggered that for you?
I've always loved hockey. Okay. Hockey's always been the one thing that's been keeping my life somewhat interesting. So I love the game so much I couldn't stop playing right after high school, yeah.
And early on here in junior hockey from the practices, you already talked about kind of the brotherhood and getting to know the players, but what are you enjoying about the aspects of junior hockey? Some practices, some games already, people from all over the world. What are some cool things you're enjoying?
Yeah, we usually try and get out. A couple of teammates will hang out here and there. We've set up a few team dinners. It's nice because it's your main priority here is to play hockey, and your second priority is to, you know, create a huge family with one another. And I think we've done that already, and it's just time to build more of those good habits.
How is it going on the ice? How does that feel, the actual execution of the plays and the games that you've had so far? It's certainly a super cool win to start the season, a couple of losses since then. How's it going on the ice?
Yeah, that first win was huge. Obviously, we've been in a little bit of a slump, but, you know, this home opener is going to be a huge response for us. And I think Friday everyone will see that we're ready to, you know, come up and execute and, you know, have a good response and then just keep that rolling.
And what are you feeling that it'll take to be successful in junior hockey? Since this is all brand new for you and only a handful of games thus far, what's the message been about what it takes to succeed at junior hockey?
That you have to put your body on the line every single time that you go out on that ice. You know, whether that's blocking a shot, hitting a guy, taking a hit to make a play. You know, you can't have a shift off, especially no days off. It's always, you know, you have to bring 120% every single time. So, yeah.
Is it difficult getting used to being away from home? How's that transition for you?
Yeah, the first 2 weeks were pretty hard. Definitely homesick. I have a 6-year-old brother at home, so it was a little difficult to leave him. But, you know, there's the thing called FaceTime, so that helps out a lot. And they're coming to visit every, couple months or so. So it'll be nice. But no, it's a lot better now, not really homesick anymore.
And Colorado, compared to folks, teammates who have a family maybe in the Czech Republic or Hungary, Colorado's pretty close.
That's funny.
And then, Elliot, outside of hockey, what kind of hobbies do you have?
I love hiking. Obviously, being from Colorado, you have the mountains, so I try and get out.
Minnesota has a mountain. You'll have to find it.
I enjoy
a hill, I guess I meant to say. But anyway, yeah.
I enjoy getting out as often as I can. I mean, besides that, working out has been always kind of a hobby for me outside of hockey. But I would say hockey, working out, hanging out with family and friends, and then those are probably like the main priorities and hobbies that, you know, I have. I'm a pretty boring person, so.
All right, in all fairness to Minnesota, a lot of cool state parks you should get to, and even Kaplan's Woods here in Owatonna, fun to walk through and see some cool nature. So Minnesota's got some cool things too, but we all know how fabulous Colorado is. Elliot, good to talk with you. Good luck this season with the Blades.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.